I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1894. At least 10,000 tailors went on strike to protest their sweatshop working conditions. The New York Times reported contract tailors of New York and Brooklyn celebrated Labor Day yesterday by going on strike. Unemployed tailors pledged not to work as scabs. Reports, said the Times, show that the tailors are united and will not give in. Clothing and textile working conditions had seen little improvement since the beginnings of the textile mills in New England in the early to mid-1800s. These factories were poorly ventilated, and the textile workers breathed in unhealthy dust. In many clothing manufacturing workplaces, employers often locked the fire escape doors to prevent workers from stealing merchandise. This practice led to the tragedy at the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire in New York City in 1911. 146 workers, as young as 14 years old, died when they could not get out of the locked building. Also, in 1911, Chicago's semi-skilled immigrants from Eastern and Southern Europe formed a union local chartered by the United Garment Workers Union. These workers challenged the United Garment Workers' focus on promoting the interest of skilled workers. This challenge led to the start of the Amalgamated Clothing Workers Union in 1919. The union grew and moved its headquarters to New York City, where much of the garment manufacturing took place. While unionized clothing workers did enjoy better working conditions, today, very few clothing manufacturers are unionized. Throughout the garment industry, there is an important need for union organizing. Thousands of garment workers across the world face unsafe conditions and long hours for little pay.
When you are buying one coat, dress, or gloves, remember somewhere our union sewing.
Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.